Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's so good to have you again today, many of you listening by radio and many by the podcast. Thank you for setting aside this time for God, to spend these few minutes getting to know Him, learning His nature and His ways. And you know, we learn who God is in relation to people, the men and women of the Bible, people just like us. One such man is Cain. Cain is a man like many of us, and here at the tail end of verse 5 in Genesis 4, we learn that Cain is an angry man. Genesis 4 verse 5 says, "So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell." He is not only angry, the Bible says Cain was very angry. And we will be looking at why Cain is angry and what he does with his anger. Today I would like to look at the nature of his attitude, and especially how his anger made his countenance fall. What does that mean? It always amazes me and intrigues me how God's word can say so much with such few words. What I have just read is not even all of verse 5. In just one sentence, the author Moses gives us, "So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell." And what we will see is this is a key description of Cain because of what follows. We have just been told something integral about his life. And about so many of our lives. If you were with us yesterday, we talked about the emotion of anger prevalent today. There are angry people in our world and angry people in our Christian communities. So this text written thousands of years ago has been preserved for our instruction now. Who says the Bible is not practical? Well, speaking of last time, apparently yesterday, when I was talking about crimes of passion driven by anger, I said that the statistics tell us that more people are dying on our streets than in wars overseas, internationally, and from all other causes of death domestically. There was one word I used that I should not have, and that was the word all. Obviously, more people are not dying from crimes of passion driven from anger than all other causes of death domestically. I made it sound worse than it is. However, if we drop the word all, my point still holds. Here is what I meant to say. The statistics tell us that more people are dying on our streets than in wars overseas, internationally, and from other causes of death domestically. And that, sadly, is true. And you might think, "So you misspoke. Who cares?" Or, "I didn't even catch that you said that." Well, fair enough. But I do believe in using my words wisely and speaking clearly. And so I just wanted to make sure, if you heard the all word, that I issued this quick correction today. It's funny how one word can change the entire meaning of a sentence, isn't it? Well, I am far from perfect, but the Bible is perfect, and so every word we read in the Scripture is placed there intentionally and by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. So let's return now to Genesis 4, verse 5b. Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. As I give comment, let me begin with this question. How angry was Cain? When Moses writes very angry, what does he mean? Well, let's put it this way. Cain was angry enough to feel fury against God and against his brother. Verse 5 is in response to God rejecting Cain and his offering, so Cain's anger is against God. And when we drop down in Genesis 4 to verse 8, we read, "And it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him." Cain is angry enough to kill. Now, that's being pretty angry, not being able to kill God. God cannot be killed. Cain murdered the only one he could, his very own younger brother. Cain channeled all his anger towards God into slaying his own brother. Well, this is instructive for us and a reminder to master our temper. What is behind the kind of rage it takes to kill someone? Well, when we follow the story closely, we know at its root, anger is the manifestation of pride. Cain reasons, my offering is just as good as Abel's. Why is it that God should accept his and reject mine? I gave a worthy offering. Cain had pride in himself and his offering, and the Lord wounded Cain's pride. And that then led to jealousy. Obviously, Cain was jealous of Abel. Surely Cain was thinking, why does Abel get all the approval, the credit, and this acceptance from God? And we will see more on this as we make our way through these other verses. So that pride leads to jealousy, which leads to anger, and that results in committing murder. Pride leading to jealousy, leading to anger, leading to rage that results in a killing. We have seen this repeatedly throughout human history from the time of this first murder until now, and we will continue to read about this in the news, and God forbid, if we know someone who takes the life of another. Pride, jealousy, anger, murder. No wonder God calls all four sin, and he commands our repentance from such sins. Back to the text. How angry was Cain? He was angry enough to take another human life. And then, what about this phrase, and his countenance fell? What does it mean that Cain's countenance fell? Countenance is not exactly a word we use every day. It means a person's face or facial expression. We can always tell a lot from a person's face. Our favorite sports team wins, and we're all smiles, a sparkle in the eye, and we exude triumph. Our favorite sports team loses, and we are downcast. Fire burns in the eye, and we exude defeat. We come home from work, and our spouse greets us and can tell immediately, just from the look on our face, from our countenance, whether we got the promotion we worked so hard for, or whether it went to someone else. You don't need to say anything, honey. I can just tell to look at you that you didn't get it. Or, just from the look, the spouse jumps up and down, ecstatic. You got it. You got it. But I haven't said anything yet. Your face says it all. Congratulations. You and I spend more time than we think reading other people's facial expressions for a clue as to what is their mood. We do not stop to think about it. We just do it naturally, intuitively. The countenance is a person's face or facial expression. And here, Cain's countenance fell. In the Hebrew, this reads as if Cain's face is on fire. Cain is expressing a burning, hot anger. I am not sure if you have ever been so angry that your face lights up in a fiery red color. Many years ago now, long before I dealt with the emotion of anger that had been kindled within me as a boy, I was like Cain. I had a colleague who was also a very good friend, and we were both working in the same office. And one of the senior leaders ahead of us left. And that created an opening, and the company decided they would fill the opening by hiring someone from outside of the business. However, in the interim, before that person could be hired, one of us would fill in. One of us would be selected to do the job on a temporary basis. Look, I was certain that person was me. There was the pride. Well, boy, was I stunned to learn the higher-ups had chosen my colleague and my friend. I was furious. This rejection did not manifest itself as sadness. It did not manifest itself as happiness for my friend. No, it manifested as wrath, red, hot, burning anger. My face was on fire. Why? I know why. I was jealous. Pride led to jealousy, and you know what comes next? Anger. Could I have killed someone? Oh, yes. In my mind, there already were a couple of people now dead to me amongst the senior leadership in the company. I would for a long time think very lowly of them. Now, here's the thing. I found out about this literally an hour before a company party. And at that party was my colleague and friend who had been informed she would have the interim job. Of course, her mood at the party was great. She was eating and drinking and laughing and having a grand old time. We still had not spoken about my loss being her gain. And I will never forget seeing her alone for a few minutes and me walking over to her to comment on the decision. And I was so mad, I could literally feel the muscles in my face twitching. The muscles right sort of beside your nose. Those muscles in my face, on their own, were twitching with anger. I'll never forget it. My countenance had fallen. My face was on fire. I had a burning hot anger on full display. And just one quick glance at my colleague and friend. I remind you, friend, well, she knew it. And never having seen me like this, she rightfully just walked away from me. So I tell you that story to say this. I can relate to Cain. He got so angry, his face was on fire. His countenance had fallen. That is strong anger. Well, we will see that God addresses Cain in his anger, just as God addressed me in my anger. Boy, did he ever. And we're going to pause here for now because our time is up, but I hope that all of you will join me again tomorrow, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.